You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
Now that's a concept worth embracing, especially when it comes to our parents and our grandparents and our seniors.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, your only on-demand radio, the world's greatest radio. You're tuned in to Senior Agenda with Lisa Stockdale. I'm your host, Lisa Stockdale, and this is radio, the way it should be heard. Today our topic is the generation gap. The generation gap. We've done some heavy topics in recent days, and this could be another heavy one, but we're going to have some fun with it. So feel free to call in at any time during today's program. If you want to chime in, you can do that by dialing 1-877-932-9766. And welcome to Senior Agenda, where we discuss all things senior. No topic is taboo. Nothing's too boring, and nothing's off limits. Bottom line, if it matters to seniors, we will talk about it, and we're going to talk about the generation gap. We have a special guest in the studio with us today to help us make that happen. But first, I want to chime in on a couple of things. Open enrollment. We did a program back on October 24th called Medicare and You. We are rapidly approaching the end of open enrollment. You have until December 7th to make your decisions and get those in place. So if you need help, you can contact OSHIP. That's OSHIP with a P, O-S-H-I-I-P, and there are volunteers there who will help you, guide you through the process, and put your medication list in, and look at all your different options, and come up with an unbiased choice about what's best for you. Secondly, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. You guys keep emailing me, and everywhere I go, you're asking me, what do you think about it? What do you think about it? I haven't told you because I don't know. I don't know who to believe. I've read everything that's been written, and I still don't know who to believe. And part of it is because I don't trust anybody. We've come to a point where the polar extremes in this country are so extreme that I feel like we've actually had to extend the continuum. The people who used to be to the farthest right and to the farthest left, now we've got people standing outside of them. And that's what we're hearing. That is what's motivating everything that we hear about the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. So I'll say this. Let it roll out. Let them show you. Now, if you want to talk about what are they showing me, then I can comment on that. And I'm not happy with what I've seen. So I will say that. I'll also say this. If you subscribe to every tenet of any ideology, you have lost your ability to be a critical thinker. I'm never going to agree with everything anyone says. That would make them me. And there's only one me. So there are pros and cons. And we have people in this country with this president who, no matter what he does, you're going to hate him. I remember the day he was elected. I was standing at the gas pump, pumping some gas, and there was a gentleman. Now, this is the day he's elected. He hasn't even been sworn in yet. And he was cussing the president and blaming him for the gas prices. And I thought, oh my gosh, what are we in for here? And there are other people who would follow this president if he said we should all poop in the pantry every morning. How ridiculous is that? I'm not going to do it, even if he says to do it. So my point here is maintain your critical thinking skills. Make your own decisions. Look at how it affects you, but not just at how it affects you, how it affects other people as well. It's not a bad idea for everyone to have health care. Now, is it? The question becomes implementation. It's not going to ruin our country. It's not the end of capitalism, y'all. We'll all be okay. We'll get through this. We've gotten through bigger, taller, higher mountains before. So, to quote Forrest Gump, that's what I have to say about that. Now, we're going to move right into our topic today, the generation gap. And my guest in the studio is Miss Julie
Whitney Scott.
Whitney Scott. Julie Whitney Scott. Julie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first to start off with, I am also a co-host on TalkTainmentRadio.com with the Satin Hour. And I'm so happy that Lisa has joined us. This, your show, is something that is really needed. I'm also a writer, producer, and a director. I'm the co-founder of MindForGodProductions.com. And you can go to that website and see all the things that we're working on.
Okay, hold on, Julie. Mind for God Productions.
Yes, what that's mine, M-I-N-E.
Yeah, M-I-N-E.
Number four, God Productions. What it means is everything that's mine is God's. I can't do anything without him. I was looking for a name, and, you know, we get egotistical sometimes, and I was thinking, oh, I can name it Julie Productions. Scott Production, Whitney Scott, you know, thinking all of those things about me. And
well, you do have a pretty catchy name there.
Yeah, you know, it's a writer's name because, you know, I'm a writer, too. I'm a published writer.
Julie Whitney Scott.
Yeah. And it's so it was like, oh, that's what it should be. But, you know, when I was thinking about it and trying to figure out what to name this company, so that I could put out all these visions that God has given me as a playwright, mm-hmm. and a storyteller and a poet. And God just, you know, I just heard this, and he said, you know, if you name that company after me, I'll take care of all your needs. And I said, wow, that's because it is yours, Lord, and everything is yours. So
has he made good on his promise,
yes,
Julie?
Yes, he has, okay. Because I'm telling you, I have produced things on a shoebox budget. And that's an empty shoebox. The ones that we put in the closet that we hope to fill up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the one that you hid under the mattress.
not the one that's under the mattress. That one that I'm trying to fill. And, yeah, he's allowed me to bless others with the things that he's done.
Okay. So you are a writer, a director, and a producer.
And an actress.
And an actress. Mm-hmm. And you have written and produced a musical play.
Yes.
It's a Christmas play,
yes.
called That Special Joy.
Yes.
And that will be performed on December 14th.
At the Columbus Performing Arts Center.
Where's that located?
630. That's at 549 Franklin Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, 43215. And tickets are on sale now. You can go to that Special Joy. eventbrite.com, or you can just contact us at mindforgodproductions.com for that. Now, Lisa, let me tell you something special about That Special Joy.
Okay.
That Special Joy is not just a play, and it's got original songs. Oh, I'm a songwriter. It's got original songs in it.
Is there anything you don't do, Julie?
Well, yeah, there's a whole lot.
Okay. We're not going to talk about that today.
Yeah, that's a longer list, okay? What I do is a short list. What I don't do is very long.
Well, it's an impressive short list.
Thank you, Lisa. You know, God has given me gifts, and that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's given me gifts. But That Special Joy is not only a musical. This play is also going to bring that special sage gifts of love to seniors at the Isabel Ridgeway Group Home.
Mm-hmm.
Care Center, I'm sorry. And we're also going to take it to Mary Haven. And the thing about this play is it's about the generational gap between seniors.
Okay, and Julie, youth. Back up a minute. What are you talking about? The sage gifts of love. What is that?
Well, what it is I have teenagers that are in the play that are also high schoolers. And one of the things that my company does is when I work with youth and I work with seniors, I work with from 7 years old up.
Mm-hmm.
And they get.
So you're kind of on those continuums, but in
yes,
a good way.
In a good way.
In a good way. Okay.
In a good way. And because I teach them acting skills, mm. I teach directing skills.
How fun.
And I teach that kind of stuff. So I work, that brings all kind of people because everybody has some creative gift, and young or old. So we still like to act. We still like to dance.
And we still need
we still
your
like
gifts.
To sing.
Yeah.
And we need somebody to help and kind of teach and guide those. So our youth, they are doing community service hours. So being in the play also allows them to have community service hours. But I don't want the youth to just do have fun with their community service hours. I mean, not saying that that's not a good thing, but community service means service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can have fun while you service.
Mm-hmm. And work is not a bad thing.
Work is not a bad thing. And the Sage Gifts of Love concept is that for those of you out there, you can donate a gift bag with a gift in it. And the kids, we thought we'd start with $5 because that way even a young person can go out and buy a gift at the Family Dollar somewhere or anything. And it doesn't have to be $5. It can be more. But the ideal is to just think about somebody else, a senior,
mm-hmm.
and buy a gift. And we thought, put them in a gift bag. And we will, the seniors and the adults as well as the youth, but mainly for the youth, for their community service hours, are going to deliver these sage gifts to the seniors at the Isabel Ridgeway
they'll love
Center.
It. Yeah.
And so that way they're also having fun. And we're also going to put on some parts of the play for them at the Isabel Ridgeway Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to take it to the youth at the Mary Haven. They have a youth department at the Mary Haven. And we are going to also, we've been asked to bring the play, so we're going to take that there. So this play, That Special Joy, is also going to be bringing special joy to people out in the community, our seniors and our children that are in the Mary Haven, whose parents are caught up in addiction.
Sure.
And, you know, and they're struggling.
All right, hold that thought. We are TalkTainmentRadio.com on demand, and our fall season premiere of new TalkTainment Radio programs has been added to the schedule, including The Voice of Truth, 7 Day a Geek.
Yeah.
Did I read that right? Yeah, I think I did. The Jazz Showcase and my favorite, I don't really know what this program's about yet because I haven't heard it, neither have you, but I like the title, You Don't Know Jack. You don't know Jack.
I like
so,
that.
Yeah, that's fun, isn't it? So stay tuned. Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click on Programs for listings and times. We go where you go. Download TalkTainment Radio apps to your cell phone. So I can't read it. I need my glasses. So you can take us wherever you go. That's what it says.
It's free. Download now.
Download today. Yeah. We have a great fall season lined up for you. We know you're going to enjoy it. So check out all those new programs. Now, Julie, let's talk about how your play, That Special Joy, addresses the generation gap.
Well, it starts off with a group of foster home children that are youth that have lost their parents due to drugs, death, abandonment. And they, the activity coordinator of the group home has decided that they're going to put on a Christmas play for the senior group home down the street.
Okay.
And there are some that want to, and then there are some that don't because, you know, why do you want to bring those old people down here? You know they don't like us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a concept. Some, whether it's true or not, a lot of young people feel that seniors don't want to be bothered with them.
And vice versa.
And vice versa.
A lot of old people feel
yes.
that young people don't want to be bothered with them,
and
right?
And that's what happens when you go to the second scene and you're in the nursing home and the activity director there is telling the seniors the wonderful news about how the teenagers and the youth from the foster home are going to give them a party in their honor. And, of course, there are seniors that are saying, look, I don't want them over here. I don't even want to be bothered with them. they're, you know, they're thugs and they're, you mm-hmm. know, they're trying, they walk around with their pants hanging down mm-hmm. And this kind of thing. And
interesting that you honed in on teenagers, because I work with seniors all day and night, it feels like sometimes, but it's always a good thing. And when we bring younger children in, that's always a joy.
Yes.
But once we hit those teen years, then there becomes some fear,
yes.
I'm going to say. There becomes some fear.
Exactly.
Some of it is justified, but most of it becomes misconception.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people always say, oh, why do you like rap music? There's nothing redeeming in rap music. And I'm like, yeah, there's something redeeming in all music,
yes.
in my opinion. It isn't all bad. Just because their pants are, you know, that's their fashion. It's not a political statement. It's no different than long hair in the 60s.
Mm.
And I know a lot of you people making judgments had long hair in the 60s.
Yes.
Right? So this generational gap thing has been in place for a long time. In fact, when I researched it, it did take us right back to the 60s.
Yes.
Because that was the first time in this country that the young people, the actual demographic, the group was large enough to make a powerful political and social statement.
Yes.
And there was some truth in what they had to say, and there was some distraction.
Yes, there was a lot of distraction.
Yeah, there was a lot of distraction. Now, Julie, by the way, did you grow up in the 60s?
Yeah, well, I definitely did grow up in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an era when the youth were finally coming and sort of rebelling against the old school of, you know, you're raised, you go to school, you graduate, you get married, mm-hmm. or you go into service, and then that's your life, and you don't get involved in too much of what's going on in the world, and just kind of stay safe. And, you know, there was a lot of rebellion. There was a lot of drugs, you know, came mm-hmm. out at that time, and you had Vietnam, and people were rebelling the war, and then you had the whole end of the civil rights movements were still, you know, in there,
sure.
kind of fresh.
Women's rights.
Yeah, she had segregation. You were still working, trying to get places to be able to just go into a street. In some states, you still had problems with black and white areas that you couldn't cross. And so the 60s was one of those eras where things were changing very rapidly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, we lost a lot of good political leaders at a rapid pace in that 60s. You know,
sure.
we lost the Kennedy. We lost Martin Luther King. You
mm-hmm.
know, we lost Malcolm X. We lost so many other revolutionary or people and people that encouraged change.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, encourage change in
activists.
Our system.
Yep.
Yes, the activists, the people that got out there in the front line.
So when you look back at that generational gap, and we say that's when we first started using the term in this country, you know, it's 2013. We can look back and we can talk about the distractions
yes.
if you want to get caught up in that. And for some people, you know, that was life-changing, and they never moved beyond that. But there was a lot of positive stuff.
One that came out
of that as well.
I think one of the things that the reason we have a gap between seniors and our teenagers is because a lot of times people seem to forget where they came from. Or
yeah.
forget.
You were once a teenager?
Yes. You know, like you said, the ones that were long hair, you once were out there. You were once considered a hippie or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And you forget that.
Uh-huh. And if you weren't a hippie, your children were.
Exactly.
Because we're talking
That's
to somebody
right.
there, right?
Yeah. So it's like, I think one of the reasons that the gap is there is because we forget. And when you forget your youth, I think if you get to a point in life where you're just feeling like I'm just old and I'm not productive and you know, let's face it, the generation now has sort of kind of thrown the seniors to the side
mm-hmm.
and where we come from seniors being taken care of now to where we'll just put them in a group home somewhere.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back. You're only on demand radio, talktainmentradio.com. That's radio the way it should be heard, and the home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversate in the AM, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Stay right there. We'll be back with more from Julie and that special joy and more conversation about the generation gap on talktainmentradio.com.
Senior Agenda with Lisa Stockdale, brought to you by Freedom Home Health.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute. They told us we had it all, Jordan. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of oil.
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone. TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Look out, automobiles. Here we come. Now that's radio, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Did you know that people born from 1945 through 1965 have the highest rates of hepatitis C, but most don't know they're infected? People can live for decades without symptoms, but over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems. If you were born during these years, the CDC now recommends that you get a blood test for hepatitis C. So talk to your doctor and find out if you have hepatitis C. It could save your life. No more.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
We're cracking down on Medicare fraud.
The health care law gives us powerful tools to fight it.
To investigate it.
Prosecute it.
And stop criminals.
Our senior Medicare patrol volunteers
are teaching seniors across the country
to stop, spot, and report fraud.
You can help.
Guard your Medicare card.
Don't give out your card number over the phone.
Call to report any suspected fraud.
We're cracking down on Medicare fraud.
Let's make Medicare stronger for all of us.
Attending career fairs is a great way to find job leads. You can meet potential employers and ask questions about their company. Just try not to get distracted by all the freebies. Keep your eyes on the real prize, and you might get a few interviews.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. Food for thought.
Did you know that we spend one-third of our lives sleeping? If a person lives to be 90 years old, he or she will have spent about 32 of those years sleeping. But don't think that if we just spent more time awake, we could accomplish more in life. Our bodies don't work that way. Not getting enough sleep can contribute to stress, disease, obesity, poor memory, poor judgment, and a decrease in our abilities as we age. Lack of sleep causes accidents on the road and in the workplace. We need about 8 hours of sleep each night, and young people need even more. To that end, we should not consume caffeinated drinks past early afternoon. We should start to wind down as we near bedtime and make our bedrooms conducive to good sleep, no light exposure, and a cool temperature. I guess I and many others should no longer fall asleep by the light of the television.
That's another Food for Thought. To hear additional Food for Thought, stay tuned to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, your only on-demand radio. That's radio the way it should be heard. The world's greatest radio. This is Senior Agenda. I'm your host, Lisa Stockdale, and today we are talking about the generation gap. You can join in on the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766 at any time during today's program. Now, Julie and I were discussing the generation gap before break. I'm going to go ahead and throw a definition that I put together for the generation gap out there, because some people may not know what we're talking about. I think you intuitively know, but let's just put words to it. The generation gap represents the disconnect between generations, which is reflected in different attitudes, expectations, politics, behavior, and even belief. So that goes to our core. It's often accentuated in different taste in music, clothing, interest, and even speech. It chips away at the opportunity and necessity to communicate. And some people believe that the generation gap is widening. So on break, I said, hey, Julie, I have an idea. Let's do some banter back and forth. You act like you're a teenager and I'll be a senior. And let's have a little exchange here to demonstrate the generation gap. Now you're chewing gum. You're getting in character, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, Lisa, you know, I was looking at you the other day and I was playing my rap music and I noticed that you frowned about that. Why'd you frown about my music?
Honey, I wasn't frowning about your music. I couldn't even hear your music. I'm hard of hearing.
Uh-huh. That's what you old folks always say whenever you don't want to be truthful about something. I saw you sneering at me.
You think I'm being untruthful?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. How old are you?
I am 15.
15, and yeah. You feel authorized to question? You feel like it's okay for you to be challenging me in this way?
Well, you feel like it's okay for you to sneer your nose up at me just because I'm playing my music loud?
I couldn't hear your music. I wasn't sneering my nose up at you. By the way, do you know that I am your elder? You're supposed to respect your elders. Have you ever heard that?
When does an elder respect me?
When you earn it.
No. Because, see, when I went to school, I had a teacher.
When you went, are you still in school?
Well, I go sometimes, but I don't go because, see, my problem. Teacher, she says she's an elder and I'm supposed to respect her.
How old is she?
She's about 56.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
Okay. Do you think she might be right about that? Maybe she really is your elder?
Yeah, but guess what?
What?
She talks to me like I'm not a person. She tells me that I can't read and I'm stupid.
Do you act the way you're acting with me, with her?
It doesn't matter how I'm acting.
She
said I'm stupid.
That's what you're missing. Your behavior matters.
My behavior. My mom and my
grandmother
told me.
You came to me talking about I had a bad attitude. You got bad attitude written all over you.
No. See, listen. My mom, she told me that I'm supposed to respect people only if they respect me first. And if you're not respecting me as an elder, then how can I show respect to somebody that treats me like I'm nobody?
But, sweetheart, if you only respect people who respect you back, who goes first? You or me? See, that's where the lack of respect comes in. All right, Julie, you think we did it?
Yes, yeah. Because that's what you see. You see older people as someone now not to respect, and we have a generation of children that are raised by parents and the children themselves who are telling them that they don't have to listen to adults. We used to have, let me get my gum out of the mouth.
I'm back
to Julie now. I'm not out of that teenager flipping my gum. But you know, when I was raised, we were raised in a raise a village mode. And parents told their children that, you know, you are to respect your elders.
Period, right?
That's it.
They don't have to earn anything.
They don't have to earn anything. If they tell you to do something, and you're supposed to just watch how you talk to your elders. I mean, we didn't get away with being disrespectful to elders.
Right. And here's the thing. The people teaching us that are now the elders that the young people are challenging. So you see how the divide comes in and the total disconnect and the fear.
Yes.
The fear, because seniors are, by and large, fearful of teenagers.
Yes. And you know what? They have I hate to say this, but they have a right to have some concern about our teenagers now and how they are approaching them. Because, unfortunately, we have teenagers now that are very aggressive. But this is the key. And I found this out to be true. It's how you approach a teenager is what reaction you will get.
It goes both ways,
yes,
doesn't it?
It's been because I have been in situations where, because I am from that old school where I believe, like, you know, if I see a child is doing something that they shouldn't do that's going to be harmful to them or to others, that I will intervene. I will verbally say, you know, give child, you know, don't do that. You're going to be all right. You know, you know, you'll get hurt, you know, things like that. But I say it in a loving manner of, you know, I don't want you to be hurt. Mm-hmm. Not get over there. Don't be doing that, boy. Sit down. you know, because when you talk to children that way, that automatically puts up a defense in them.
Sure.
And so they don't know how to, you know, they respond back to you in a negative manner.
Because children are people too.
Yes.
Just like seniors are people too. And I have a 16-year-old son, and he often tells me, he thinks he's slick. He thinks, I don't know, he listens to Senior Agenda. But see, I cyber stalk him. I know,
everything
he looks at and listens to. But he'll tell me, he'll say, Mommy, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of what you're doing. I'm just not interested in it. Mm. I said, well, that's fair. That's a fair statement. I said, but just listen to one program. I chose which one to get him jump started. And so now he goes behind me and listens. And he's in school. He's going to hear this later and be like, oh, Mommy, what are you doing on my computer? Don't worry about it, son.
Don't worry about it. That's our job.
I know everything you do. But, you know, he's 16 and he's found a way to be interested in these topics because he realizes people always are telling me, when are you going to run out of topics? What do you think happens in the world that doesn't affect seniors?
Nothing.
Everything affects seniors. Oh, we got a phone call. Hello, caller.
I'm just calling just to see, just to get a feel for, and I'm probably doing it incorrectly, so, you know, I'm really concerned about the seniors and about bringing joy to seniors. And I just wanted to know, what can we do that might allow us to help support this initiative?
Julie, you want to speak to this initiative, that special joy?
Yes. Well, one of the things you could do is you can either purchase tickets to that special joy, that some of the proceeds will be used to pay to buy gifts, that to make sure that we ensure that everyone at the Isabel Ridgeway receives a gift. And anything that's left over, we're going to take to other things. We're talking to other people right now. What you can do, sir, is you can email Mind for God. That's M as in Mary, I, N as in Nancy, E, number 4, God, Productions, LLC, at AOL.com. Or you can call me at 614-302-6681 and talk about how you can help bring that special joy. We're asking for gift donations or people to just bring gift bags. What I really want people to do is to try to go out and purchase some stuff for seniors yourself, especially the youth, to have the youth go out and buy these gifts and bring them. If the person brings the gift bag to the actual play on December the 14th at the Columbus Performing Arts Center at 6:30, they get $5 off of the ticket prices. And I try to do, this is a give back also for Mind for God Productions. I want to give back to the seniors. Mm-hmm. I have a special place for them. I used to work on the volunteers of Express with Goodwill Rehabilitation Center. And for 10 years, when I was in my 30s, I visited every Saturday a senior. She was in her 80s, and I would go shopping for her. She was a recluse. She wouldn't come out of her apartment. I did that for 10 years, and I took my children. And I took my children because I believe that we as adults have to encourage our children to be around seniors, so to know that that they're people, and also to bring that joy. So my children were raised, and so she didn't see anyone all week except for me, and I would come on the weekends. I did that for 10 years because I have a special heart for them. So, sir, please call and make a donation, and so that we can take that to the Isabel Ridgeway Care Center. Thank
you. Caller, does that help?
Well, yes, that helps, and I thank you very much, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
I look forward to hearing from you.
And, Julie, you made another good point, and that is that, you know, even if you can't come to the play for whatever reason, you could adopt a senior in
your
neighborhood that lives alone.
That's right.
And do a little companion, maybe 1 hour a week. And do companionship or
Just show somebody some love.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of our seniors are, you'd be surprised how many of them don't see anybody.
Yeah, they're alone.
Some of them live in their homes, and the only people they see are the Life Care Alliance that brings them a meal. I've tried to contact them. I want to try to see if I can incorporate this into not just bringing them a meal, but bring them a gift also.
Mm-hmm.
And
when you're purchasing those gifts, because I'm involved in initiatives that do this type of thing every year, let me throw some ideas at you. Socks? You're thinking, oh, that's silly. Nope, they'll love it. Bring them socks. Bring them needful things. Bring them a pair of gloves or a scarf.
Or a picture frame.
Mm-hmm.
No hygiene items. I don't want people bringing any hygiene items because they generally get that. Unless, of course, you're going to go to Bath and Body Works.
It's a gift,
yeah,
y'all.
It's a gift. But I want you to really think about if it was you,
mm-hmm.
if it was you and you were a senior and you opened up a gift and you reached in a gift bag. And you, like you said, a
you're not
nice pair
for
of
a
footies
roll of
or something.
Paper,
yeah. You know, you don't want to pull out a bar of soap.
No.
But you know, now women know if you go to Bath and Beauty, what's that, Bath or
that's
whatever,
flavors.
Wherever,
that's
somewhere.
That's totally
that's
different.
But you know, but trying to, you know, you'd be so surprised. They have little things like little crosses. They have picture frames. They have plaques that just say, "You're special. I love you." You know, it's so many things that you can get for somebody
mm-hmm.
that when they pull it out that bag, they can feel really special about it.
And you want them to bring it in gift bags, so it's a gift. Remember that. Wrap it up and make it pretty, because that's half the fun
exactly.
right there.
Exactly. And it's called Sage Gifts of Love. So it's the gift, you know. And
then I also read that your teenagers are going to be making Christmas cards.
Yes, they're making Christmas cards to go with it. So we're making Christmas cards. They're going to put them with the gifts. They're going to deliver the gifts. And they're also going to do a portion of the play because we have Christmas songs. One of these called It's Christmas Time. It's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one they sing in the senior home to get the, you know, to get them in the mood. Like,
sure.
Come on now, it's Christmas time.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been to Isabella Ridgeway many times, and they have a lovely community.
Yes.
And they're a pretty lively group over there, so I don't think you're going to have any problem.
Yes, I've been there. I go there. I've been there and ministered. I'm also an ordained minister. And so this is not
I told you that list would just keep coming. Listen, I have an important message for our listeners. Did you know that every 2 minutes in this country, someone is sexually assaulted? The attack may take just moments, but the effects can and often do last a lifetime. We want you to know that help is available. You can call the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org for free confidential support 24/7. That's 1-800-656-HOPE and online at RAINN.org. You don't have to go it alone. Alone. And that takes me to loneliness, which is what we were talking about with our seniors. It's a huge problem. Mm-hmm. It's a huge problem. So if you can't make it to that special joy, you could still drop a gift off.
Yes, you can drop a gift off.
Or see that the gift gets to Julie in some way. And, you know, even go bigger and better and adopt a senior.
Yes, that would be so great.
Right. So what do we got to do? We got to get our kids and seniors together.
Yes, we do.
That's the answer to the problem, isn't it?
And that's one of the things that this play is doing, because this is going to be an annual event that I'm going to do. And one of the things I want to do every year is I want to give an opportunity, because we have adults, and by the way, I'm playing a role in the play also. I'm one of the seniors. I'm one of the ones who, I don't even want these kids here.
Are you a
difficult senior? I've already
senior?
Raised my kids. I don't want to be fooling with no children.
Okay.
So, I am also a Betty Lou, and Betty Lou has a sister named Sweet Marie.
Okay.
And, of course, that says it all, doesn't it? Sweet Marie. And then you got old Grumpy Betty Lou and Papa Joe, who is the, we're going to have a party? Yeah. And then you have Kiki, who is the leader of the pack in the foster home. And then you have Roger Dodger. And Roger, you know, he's lost his grandmother and his mother who raised him from a drunk driver. So he is one of the main characters who gets together with Papa Joe, and Papa Joe helps him through their interaction.
And that's another topic of discussion that we will be addressing soon. I have so many things that we need to do, but we're getting to them week by week, one by one.
That's right.
But we do want to talk about the fact that grandparents are raising their grandchildren.
That's right.
So we talk about the generation gap. Usually that refers to between parents and children, but there's a lot of absent parents out there.
Yes.
And then it becomes even more challenging for our seniors. And one of the reasons for the generation gap is technology.
Yeah,
technology. Well, let's take a quick break in the action, and we're going to come back to the generation gap. We're going to talk about the generation gap in the workplace. You're only on demand radio, talktainmentradio.com. That's our address. We broadcast locally and worldwide around the clock. Check out our WCRS FM 98.3 Wednesdays and Sunday evenings. Blogs and podcasts are available. Download talktainmentradio.com app to your cell or tablet. We go where you go. Radio, the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We'll be back with more from Julie on the generation gap. Specifically, we're going to look at the generation gap in the workplace. We've got about four generations out there working right now. All that up next on talktainmentradio.com.
Jennifer Larson, owners of Freedom Home Health, are proud to sponsor Senior Agenda with Lisa Stockdale.
We go where you go. Download the new Talktainment Radio app to your Android, iPhone, or tablet. Now you can take us wherever you go, and it's free. Download today. The world's greatest radio. Radio. The way it should be heard.
I don't know what you're dreaming about. Some people are dreaming about a white Christmas, but there are people out there that are just dreaming to have a roof over their head, food in their refrigerator, and this one toy to give to their family. Won't you help the Sage Gifts of Love bring a gift to the residents of Isabel Ridgeway Care Center? Call 614-302-6681 and make your donation today.
Hi, my name is Shifa Carfania, and I'm with Panache Fitness. And I'm here with your Fit in a Minute tip for today. The app hazard. A 2012 report found that more than 20% of the 1,500 apps examined claim to treat or cure a medical condition. That's what's worrying the FDA, is that they don't always live up to those claims. Few of the health apps available today are research-based, yet consumers are turning to this co-pay-free advice in droves. Last year, an estimated 247 million people downloaded at least one mobile health app, and another recent study found that smartphone owners have turned to their devices with medical questions. Another study showed that 1 in 10 Americans often use symptom checker apps instead of seeing a doctor because that represents time off from work or they simply don't have medical insurance. Even savvy consumers can be sucked in. And the scary reality is, trusting your health to an app could leave you in worse shape than before you downloaded it. Beware of apps that promise fast or quick results. If it sounds too good, as the old saying goes, it usually is. Apps from well-known health organizations are most likely to have solid medical backing. You can also choose from government apps at app.usa.gov. I'm Shifa Carfania with Panache Fitness, and this was your Fit in a Minute tip. Stay fit.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, your only on-demand radio. That's radio the way it should be heard, the world's greatest radio. This is Senior Agenda. I'm your host, Lisa Stockdale, and you can join in on the conversation today. We're talking about the generation gap at any time by calling 1-877-932-9766. We would love to hear from you. Now, I want to shift gears just a bit, Julie, and move this discussion to the generation gap in the workplace. I said before break that we have four generations in the workplace. Now, I should have brought my glasses today, but I didn't. So let me see if I can see what this says. So there are three primary groups out there, and those are the baby boomers. That would be you, Missy.
That would be me.
Right? Those are people born between 1946 and 1964. Mm-hmm. That's what it says. Those are the baby boomers. And then there's Generation X. That would be me. Those are people born between 1965 and 1980. Mm-hmm. And I am right on the border there at 1965. Yeah. So that means I've got some values from the baby boomer generation and then some values of my own. And then there's Generation Y, those people born between 1981 and the year 2000. And there also are senior seniors, they call them the veterans, anybody born prior to 1946, and many of those people are still working. They're still working out of necessity. So each of these generations brings different values and attitudes and understandings to the workplace, and it can make for a very frustrating situation. We have a clip that we want to share from you. This comes from a couple who goes around the country and sort of demonstrates the differences, and they're going to talk about the baby boomers to Generation Y. Let's hear it, everyone.
Hi, I'm a baby boomer.
And I'm Generation Y.
I like to show dedication to my employer by working really long hours.
I don't really feel like I need to work long hours as long as I get my work done.
I'm excited when my workday starts.
I'm excited when my workday ends.
I like to have meetings in person.
I prefer email or voicemail.
I've worked hard to climb the corporate ladder.
I should already be at the top of the ladder. I mean, I have a degree.
I put in 60 hours at the office last week.
I'm taking next month off to go hiking in Malaysia.
I have a sense of entitlement.
Oh, so do I.
Hey.
Hey.
I like Maxwell House.
Oh, I prefer Starbucks.
I just got a Facebook account.
Oh, Facebook. Good for you. That is so 2009.
I like competition.
I prefer collaboration.
I've heard of that.
Oh, now he doesn't know this, but I plan on getting his job when he retires.
She doesn't know this, but I'm never going to retire. Now, come on, we really need to work at getting along.
See, there you go with work again.
That's what I'm saying. You have no work ethic.
Well, that's because to you, working a half day means you leave at 5. You know what? You're right. We do need to try to get along.
That's what I think.
Okay, well, why don't we focus on what we admire about each other?
Great.
Well, if you think about it, your generation invented a lot of the technology we use.
Yes, but for you, it just seems to come so easily.
Well, only because we're practically playing video games in our cribs.
Yes, that's true. You did have a different upbringing, though. My parents are still married. To each other. Yes, self-esteem. We thought that was very important, so we tried to pump your generation full of it, which is why for everything you got a participation ribbon.
You know, we could use a little more of that here at work. I mean, does anybody ever say, hey, thanks for coming to work on time. Good job getting your work done. No, it's just like it's expected or something.
It is by those of us with a work ethic.
There you go again.
Hi, I'm a baby boomer.
And I'm Generation Y.
And we're Generation X, and we're stuck in the middle of all of this.
So there you have it.
There you have
some
it.
Some different attitudes, and I will tell you, as someone from Generation X, stuck in the middle of all of it, I sort of adopted that old work ethic tenet or notion. And as a manager, when I used to be an administrator, and I would have people come to me and say, you know, I'm going to put in my 2 weeks' notice. This job just isn't any fun. And I would just want to smack them and say, well, it's not supposed to be fun, you dummy. It's work.
It's work.
But from their perspective, you got to learn how to relate to everybody where they are, because you need them to be productive. It's supposed to be fun and rewarding and fulfilling. And, you know, they sort of tapped in on this sense of entitlement. We all have a sense of entitlement. We all do, but we look for different things in the workplace. Now, Julie, you told me your age. Can I share it?
Oh, yeah. I'm 57 and proud of that.
57 and proud of it. So, have you seen any of this?
Oh, my.
In action?
When I was listening to that, it's like, that is so true. And it was kind of funny because I'm listening to him and I'm thinking, oh, my God, he's saying in my mind, these are the things I say about the young people in the workforce, because that is how they feel. But then I think also about how my generation contributed to them thinking that by giving them everything, instant gratification, and that's what they want. You know, they want things now, and we used to give it to them now. And so now we are stuck in this generation gap. Of where we're like, well, wait a minute, but it's too late now. We've already, you know, basically spoiled you. And so now we have to adjust.
We have to adjust. I don't think it's too late. You didn't mean that. But it is time to do some work, and everyone has to own up and take responsibility. Mm-hmm. Generation Y, where they didn't create themselves.
No. You know, it's funny because all those generations, we have
I have children that are in those generation gaps because I have one that was born in 74. Let's see, when was she born? Oh, I'm sorry. You're listening. I know your birthday. Anyway, one was born in 70s. One was born in 78. And then my last one, she was born in 90.
Oh, my.
So I, you know, so we're out there. I'm out there in the work field, and I have that X and the Y children. And you know the thing about it is, so it is how you raise your children, because my children have the same sort of work ethics that I have.
Mm-hmm.
They work hard.
Yeah, we're generalizing. Understand, we are generalizing. Yeah. So this isn't going to apply to everyone.
It's not everyone. So there are, you know, there are those.
But research has it. I mean, there have been a lot of studies done on this. We're just not making, this isn't just our opinion.
Well, I work with a girl that's like 23,
mm-hmm.
and she is definitely go-orient. She plans on being a director probably in the next couple of years. And she does see that, you know, well, I got a degree. I'm working on my master's.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have my master's by the time I'm 27. So I should be in a director's position,
mm-hmm.
you know, by I'm 30 I don't know. It may be feasible because that generation is coming in and we're fading out. So who knows?
Well, unless you're the guy on the clip and he's never going to retire.
He's never going to retire.
So she's in a world of hurt thinking that she's going to get his job.
She really
quickly.
Thinks, you know, because you're, you know, because another reason why we as seniors in that group, we are very much aware, as this show started off talking about the different is that are happening with our medical insurance and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a scary thing right now to even think about giving up a job with full benefits medically and thinking, now if I give this up, now what? So that's another mm-hmm. reason why we have people of our generation and are older that are still working. They leave, retire, and come back
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
work.
Yeah, like those, some children leave home and come back.
Yes,
right?
So we've exactly.
Boomerang children, and we have boomerang workers.
Yes.
And we're all in this recession or the recovery, if you believe that we're in a recovery, together. And that's mm-hmm. the real point that we want to make. We understand that there is the disconnect,
yes.
and it's real, and there are reasons behind it. But at the end of the day, we're all in this thing together.
Yes, we are.
And speaking of medical insurance, on our blog, and you can check that out by going to senioragenda.blogspot.com, I have posted a commentary, did this in the wee hours of the morning, and it starts with a cartoon, and I'll sort of describe it to you. There are a couple of young folks who are carrying what appears to be very heavy boxes, and they're shackled. The boxes are shackled to them, and on the box it says student loan.
Oh, gosh.
And then beside them, there are a couple of seniors, and they've apparently been on a golfing outing because they're in a caddy, and their golf clubs are in the back, and the old senior guy says to them, "Hey, kids, haven't you found a job yet?" And then the senior lady says, "Yeah, you need to get busy so someone can continue to support our Medicare and Social Security benefits." And I saw this cartoon, and it was labeled The Generation Gap, and it really ticked me off.
Yeah.
Now, I showed someone else the cartoon, and they had a total different take on it. They were much younger than me, and they said, "Well, that shows how seniors are discriminating against young people." And I said, "No, you dummy. It shows how young people have got this attitude of entitlement." So here's what I wrote. "The cartoon is shameful and indicative of the popular perspective of many young professionals and soon-to-be professionals in the workplace and at the university today." Now, this is the world according to Lisa. This is my opinion. You may not agree. "It is an absolute misrepresentation of reality and pushes the misconception that seniors are a burden standing on the backs of others who carry the load while seniors get a free ride. Those poor, pitiful college graduates in this new millennium who took out student loans can't get the salaries they believe they deserve or the promotions and have been unfairly impacted by the Great Recession." And I go on to talk about what research says about Generation Y. And then I say, just a friendly reminder, that seniors made those student loans possible.
That's right.
And they suffer from disproportionate poverty despite years of service, and they lived through the Great Depression.
Yes.
So, again, we are all in this together, and age is just another category that we use to segregate each other and, you know, create division, and we have to figure out a way around it. So, when somebody comes to me and says, hey, Lisa, I don't know you, but I wrote this play, and it speaks to the generation gap, and the title is That Special Joy.
Yes.
And I know that one of the things that we are missing is joy.
Yes.
We don't share it because we're not sharing with one another. See, I can't give you my joy, Julie, if
That's
I never
right.
talk to you.
That's right.
And you can't. Your positive, wonderful, optimistic energy can never rub off on me if you don't talk to me.
That's right.
So.
Wow.
We got to talk to each other.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that I was just sitting here thinking about that cartoon. And
That
affects me as a person who has worked hard since I was 12 and put into the Social Security disability and fund. And
so one you of the already things, paid for your Social Security.
Exactly. It's already like paid. Those seniors have already paid for the money that they're using now in their disabilities. And things have cut so much. You know, when we first started off working, you know, you just knew that when you retired, you were going to be okay. You was going to have medical insurance. Your wife was going to have medical insurance, you know, and your spouse. And now we're at a situation where you're if you have a spouse, your Social Security is decreased because you have a spouse. And all of this is money that these seniors have worked hard for.
Yeah, so this whole idea, it bothers me when people call Medicare an entitlement.
Exactly.
It's not an entitlement. It's something that the seniors have already worked and paid for. It's not a gift. It's not a freebie. Nobody gets a free ride in this society. If you think otherwise, you're crazy. You can take a free ride if you want, but there's a cost and a consequence.
Well, Lisa,
so you pay
that,
a price.
The thing is because people don't know the difference between Medicaid and Medicare.
Sure.
And that's where that's a gap that comes in where people aren't, they just don't know. Medicare is money that is giving to you a medical insurance that you have worked for and paid for with your FICA, Social Security, that they take out of your check.
And
that's
you still
your Medicare.
Pay.
And
you still
pay
a
because
premium.
They still take it out.
Mm-hmm.
Medicaid is insurance that you get because you fit a government standard of poverty level,
yes,
that you get. And they have combined those two, and it's very infuriating to me as a person that's worked since I was 12 years old and put money into the Medicare. And I also work, anyway, I work so
You're
in the Medicaid.
Working.
And so I work with Franklin County Job and Family Service.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an educational thing, always trying to educate people. No. There's a difference between Medicaid and Medicare. Medicare, you deserve that. You worked for that.
Mm-hmm.
So don't feel like you can't apply or take the Medicare that you've worked for.
Yeah.
You've worked for that 80% of your medical bills to be paid.
Yeah, and that kind of goes back to the top of the hour when I sort of chimed in and said, listen, I haven't come out on it with a public opinion about Obamacare because I just don't know who to believe. But listen, this isn't the first time government's gotten involved with health care. They've been doing it for years with Medicare.
And Medicaid. So both of them.
And the sun comes up every morning.
Every
still.
Morning.
So we'll work through the glitches.
Yes, we will.
But in the meantime, the bigger problem is we need to find a way to work through the glitches when it comes to things that impact our daily lives. I know healthcare can. I'm not underplaying the importance of that. But when we have family members who aren't communicating,
yes,
because there's an age difference or don't know how to communicate because there's an age difference, that is a huge problem.
Yes, it is.
And we have to get to it. And you start by raising awareness and talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you went beyond that,
yes,
Julie. You're actually doing something about it and bringing teenagers,
yes,
and seniors together. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
Give them that phone number one more time. We got about 1 minute.
614-302-6681 so that you can donate a Sage gift of love by either buying a gift or making a monetary donation or purchasing a ticket and bring out some youth and seniors to the play. That Special Joy at the Columbus Performing Arts Center, Saturday, December the 14th at 6:30 at 549 Franklin Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, 43215. We need you. Your seniors need you.
Yes. Julie, thank you so much for being with us
today.
Thank
you for having me.
We greatly appreciate it. We'll be here next Thursday morning, like always, at 10 a.m. If you miss us then, you can catch us at 5 on the ride home or at 10 right before bedtime. We also have a spot at 102.1 and 98.3 Sunday evenings at 7 for our seniors who are not internet savvy. Till next time, may the road rise to meet you. May the wind be forever at your back. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard.
Thank you for listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
Radio the way it should be heard.